Wang Xiaowang is the Director General of the Chinese Foreign Ministry's Department of International Economic Affairs. He says the new plan is a continuation of the various international cooperation projects which have been launched through the Belt and Road Initiative since it was first initiated in 2013.
The infrastructure construction projects launched over the past 6 years have boosted interconnectivity between China and Belt and Road countries, injecting strength into their economies from both the supply side and the demand side. The cooperation projects have also helped upgrade the status of these countries in the global industry and supply chain, bolstering their self-driven development and fostering new growth drivers.
Some of the projects have been highlighted at a seminar held in Henan's capital, Zhengzhou, earlier this month. One of them is the Yinbo Phase 3 fuel power station in Saudi Arabia, which includes a seawater desalination plant. It's being built by Shandong-based SCPCO3, a subsidiary of Power China. The company's overseas business director, Zhu Lin Tao, says the firm is leading an international consortium.
The project involves a German consulting firm, a Spanish designing company designing the power station, an American conglomerate General Electric, which provides the electric generators. Certain German suppliers are also providing us with drought fans. The equipment for the seawater desalination plant is being provided by Doosan Group from South Korea. Power China acts as a project's coordinator.
The first unit of the project is already delivering low-pressure steam to a water plant in the Saudi city of Medina, which is helping ensure a steady water supply to the kingdom's second holiest city. Once fully operational, the project is expected to provide drinking water to roughly 400,000 people. Another project highlighted at the Zhengzhou seminar is the Chinese-built and financed Mombasa-Nairobi Standard Gauge Railway in Kenya, which opened in May 2017. James Siu is in charge of business and commercial operations with Kenya Railways Corporation, which is now in control of the rail operation.
Once upon a time, it took 12 hours or so to travel for the 480 kilometers between Nairobi and Mombasa. And the journey now takes on average just over 4 hours. And we are pleased to report that we have transported more than 2.6 million passengers and the service, and it has now become popular transport mode and the mode of choice for many travelers in Kenya.
Zhou Xiaofei, Deputy Secretary General of the National Development and Reform Commission, says they hope to create more third country opportunities by expanding international cooperation projects through the Belt and Road.
China's strong industrial capacity and construction capability should be combined with developed countries' advantages, including advanced equipment, professional services, management experience, and fundraising capabilities. This will help meet demand among developing countries for projects to help with urbanization and industrialization. This should also help develop new markets in these countries, which will create mutual benefits and a win-win cooperation.
For CRI, I'm Xie Cheng.